It hasn't been as easy. You know, getting this job was like pulling teeth. I had to pay my dues. You never consider that, do you? You just sit there and you listen and you chuckle and you pick your behind. You never think about what I had to go through. Just imagine what it must have been like for me on day one at DC 101. Sure, I was nervous. I sat there in the waiting room. I knew all eyes were on the station that had made radio history. And there I was, interviewing for the job. I sat there, my palms were wringing wet. Finally, the door opened and the boss man stuck his head out and said, Mr. Grossmanelli? I said, Greasemanelli. Greasemanelli. He said, all right, Nino, come this way. I said, Nino. He said, yeah, Nino, now, whatever, come on this way. So I sat there in his office. I looked at those first edition leather-bound volumes on his bookshelf. I smelled the cigar smoke imported from Havana. I nervously held my scotch in the crystal glass snifter he gave me. He said, all right, Greasemanelli, tell me what you plan to do on the air, DC 101. I said, well, I get on the air and I go, hobble-to, hobble-to, hee, hobble-to, ah, hobble-to, ho, hobble-to, hobble-to, hee. He said, you say, what? Habadu, what is that? I said, habadu he, habadu ha, habadu, habadu, habadu he. And not only that, but I sing about tuna fish. I'll get on the air and play a record and then say, tuna fish. I love to eat my tuna fish every day. I'm eating fish. I'm eating it. He just looked at me as though I were a lunatic. He stared at me. He said, you sing about what? About eating tuna fish. I said, yeah. Plus, I take these trips. You know, I'll go to, like, La Tierra de la Huerta. I do Law Man, where I put my fist through people's faces. And I do these things where I like machine gun Jane Fonda, you know, and I harass Ted and the boys. And I do a lot of, blow a lot of things up. I got lots of dynamite, lots of plastic explosive. I'll talk about Nam, about orphan guys, about fragging guys.
The guy just sat there staring at me.
I said, oh, and I do this really neat thing where I hock lungers out the way. You got a window here? Here, let me show you what I mean. Hey, you! I love this. Brush. Hey, you! Come here!
At this point, he was on the phone saying, would you call security? I think I have a lunatic up here, please. We have a lunatic. Would you call security?
Yes, Mr. Greasemanelli. Can I get you another drink? Sit right down. Right. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, would you tell security to hurry up? This guy's sitting here. He's a little nuts.
I said, you think I'm nuts? I'll show you how nuts I am! And I started shooting up the office. He said, my God, I'll give you anything. I said, just give me one show. Just give me one show. That's all I ask. You let me on the air one day, and then I'll leave peaceably. By then, the SWAT team was already taking its position outside DC 101. I saw guys in baseball caps and black uniforms running, jockeying for permission. I said, all right. Stand back. You let me do one show. Nobody gets hurt.
And so, you never found out about this part, but they let me do the one show. And as it turned out, the people liked it, and they said, well, we'll give it a chance. We'll give the guy a chance, and we'll see what happens. And so it's fortunately caught on, and here I am to this day. But from that first day, as I sat there trying to describe what I was actually going to do, well, if you were there, would you have hired me, huh? Would you have hired me from that description of my abilities, I wonder? The weird part about this whole thing is that we had to get all this stuff approved by our consultants, and they consult a lot of radio stations around the country. So if this really goes big, in about 6 months, the consultants will say, hey, that's what we need, the formula for success elsewhere. So there'll be jocks in these piddly stations all over the United States going, hi, everybody, Jerry K at WZBQ in Omaha. Okay, it's time to hog a lugger. We'll see if we can find a wide. I'll see who's on the lugger line at 382-1907. Okay, everybody, we're going to La Tierra Luerte. Everybody, it's Jerry K. Hobble-do, hobble-do, ha!